I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Guatemala, where poverty is especially prevalent for women, many turn to prostitution. As Catherine Elton reports now from Guatemala City, one group of prostitutes there is banding together in an unusual way.
Susy Sika is an illiterate Maya Indian, a single mother of seven, and she is a prostitute. She works days out of a tiny windowless room in a rundown building alongside a train track. Trains rarely ever rumble down these tracks anymore, but all day, every day, men in cars and on motorcycles troll up and down either side of the tracks looking for sex. And they can get it for as little as $2.50 with any of the roughly 200 women who work here. Prostitution is legal in Guatemala, but Susy Sika says prostitutes are not treated well.
People always treat us as if we are lower than them. But I think all people deserve respect. All human beings deserve respect, right?
41-year-old Sika is one of a dozen women of the tracks who have come to believe that they can change their lives through an unlikely source. When the women asked visiting Spanish filmmakers working on a documentary on the tracks to help them organize to make their voices heard in society, the crew suggested soccer as a creative tactic. The crew not only helped teach them to play soccer, but gave them some public relations pointers as well. Vilma Martinez is the team's spokesperson.
We had the idea of organizing a long time ago, but we couldn't because we didn't have any support. Then we got the help of two journalists, and here we are, moving ahead.
Things got off to a rough start, though. At their first game in late September, in a tournament in an upscale Guatemala City neighborhood, they passed out a list of their aims and hopes. These included respect for prostitution as a legitimate choice of work, but also job training. They also want a national education campaign about safe sex. They were kicked out of the tournament after their opponents objected to playing against prostitutes. Subsequent reports cited fear of AIDS as one of their rivals' principal concerns. The incident got a lot of media coverage and triggered an avalanche of support. The stars have received donations of soccer balls, uniforms, money for traveling, and coaching hours. Some people simply stop by their practice field to tell the women to keep up the good work. This has meant more to Martinez than the many goals she scored for the team.
Before, people discriminated against us. Now they congratulate us. Maybe not everyone. But when two or three people say nice things to you, it's a point in your favor.
Since that first ill-fated game, the stars have received many invitations to play, and sometimes from the least expected teams. The stars spent a recent Saturday at a police station, battling it out against a team of female cops. They lost the game, but it was aired live on national radio. The stars hope their unorthodox campaign leads to something good. Sika says she'd like to learn to read. Martinez said she'd like to learn to use a computer. They all want a way out. But until they find one, Sika says, the soccer helps them bear their current existence.
When you are playing, you don't think of anything but soccer. Even though we are only a few blocks away from the tracks, you feel like you don't even work there.
The stars say they're accepting invitations from any team that wants to play with them. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Elton in Guatemala City.